Well, good day again from rural Queensland in Australia. This is Cool Paradiso, and this is episode 11 of Songwriters and Original Songs. We've had a little bit of a longer break due to so many of us being involved in February album writing month, so I just took an extra week or so to get this podcast together. Today we've got some fantastic songs again. I think we've only got about three of the usual suspects, and the rest are all people that we haven't had on before, which is always nice to get a few different ones. We've got a second part of the interview with Rob Cooperider, Gotta Coop as he's known. We've also got another interview with a really interesting guy called David Harrington, known as Davey Boy, who's really burst onto the form and 1590s scene in the last year or so. So let's kick off with, first of all, one of the few old friends on the show, and that's Leah McCoy, often known as Clean Shoes. Leah, unfortunately, has some health condition which stopped her from singing a fair bit, so it's always great when she finally gets a few songs out, because she does have a beautiful voice. And this is a beautiful song, only a demo that was written probably 2 or 3 weeks ago, and it's called Daddy Don't.
Washing dishes, making wishes on shooting stars. My shift don't let me see. Life's delicious, no, it's vicious when I get home and you've been on a spree. Daddy don't, Daddy don't.
Well, her voice sounds pretty good to me. That's a lovely song. Thanks. Next up is probably the other old favourite on the show tonight, and that's Danny Thomas. Danny's from Portland in Oregon, and I've always been a fan of his. He has such a laconic humour, and I always enjoyed reading his liner notes and how he puts songs together. And there's always a touch of tongue-in-cheek in them, although once or twice this year I've noticed there's been some fairly deep ones too. And this is a really good song. It's very pretty, and it's called Your Car's Extended Warranty.
I telephone, you don't pick up. But what I do for love. I can't bear it. You're all alone with that pinto that your parents bought you. In 85, and you still drive that piece of shit, oh, sakes alive. I can't bear it. When it breaks down, then how will you repair it without me? I'm your car's extended warranty, and I love you, and I only want what's best for you. You miss all the signs, the wheels on a line. Your transmission leaks, and all your hoses are failing. Your transmission leaks, and all your hoses are failing. Your transmission leaks, and all your hoses are failing. I telephone, you don't pick up. But what I do for love. I can't bear it. When it breaks down, then how will you repair it without me?
Isn't that catchy? Isn't that got a beautiful hook in it? That's is a really pretty song. Thanks for that, Danny. Next up, we've got a collab, and it's a really good collab. There's a guy we see a lot of time around called CTS, and he's a wonderful producer. He puts out beautiful stuff, and he uses this sort of pseudonym of the Jelly Factory. And this one, he's managed to get one of the great singers in our unit, and that's Kate Stanton. So this is a really, really good song, very different, called Dance Away Your Cares.
This is
the Jelly Factory.
Hey, listener, we are here. Question is, where are you? Punch it.
Subatomic, blasting the sound, coming out your speakers. This is the Jelly Factory.
Yo, Kate, put some sugar in it. Party people in the house, it's me, the Jelly Man, aka Mr. Party. Listen, this is a good time to kind of just open up your mind a little bit. Think some good thoughts, have some good vibes, have a good time. Don't feel bad about what's going on, leave that behind and just
dance away your cares into the night.
The others have said little eyes, my spot.
Well, I guess that one may well have got you jumping around the room. That's a really top song. Awesome. Okay, next up we have part two of the interview with Rob Cooperrider, known as Gotta Coop. So here we go. What's your favourite ever concert?
Wow. Boy, I've been to so many concerts too. I really enjoyed Lollapalooza in 93 because Rage Against the Machine opened and then Fishbone played, Primus played. I like all them too. I also remember seeing the Innocence Mission in New York City at this place called The Fez. And it was just like the most intimate basement kind of place. And the stage was small and they had their band. And every once in a while the floor would rumble because of the subway. Mm-hmm. But then they just started playing and I looked around and people just had tears in their eyes because it was so pretty. And it was just quite a special thing.
So who were your early influences?
My early influences were definitely things like Rush, for sure, old Genesis. Joe Jackson, for sure, is a huge one for me. Suzanne Vega is another huge one for me. And then, like, The Police, for sure, is a big one. Mm-hmm. And then as I moved into my teenage years, and then I got into everything, you know, like Minor Threat and Fugazi and Circle Jerks and, you know, all this kind of raucous stuff.
Is there anything out there now that grabs you that's new?
Oh, I love a lot of new music, yeah.
Like?
Krungbin I like a lot. They're a really cool band. I really like Deep Sea Diver a lot. They're really good. Mm-hmm. I still like all the stuff that Bob Mould's coming out with. You know, from Husker Du.
Yeah.
I just think that he's an amazing guy. Just an amazing boy. He's another huge influence for me too. So, I think that he's still putting out absolutely relevant stuff.
Is there anything that defines those groups you named again? I'm interested in what it is. I'm still pushing you on that one about what is it about those ones that you really like that make you like them. What is it that really grabs you?
Well, there, I think that whatever sort of, you know, their style of creativity just really speaks to me and really kind of amazes me. You know, in some ways it's more of like how the feeling is, you know, it's very forceful or whatever. But then in other ways it's just very, you know, intricate, and I like how things weave in and out. And I feel like I also think that all the people that I like really put a ton of time and thought into how they put together songs and put together melody and put together rhythm and put together just the structure of the song and then tell a story on top of it. So,
like Rob likes to do.
Well, yeah, I do like to arrange.
I did know that, but I really wasn't leading to you to that. I was really interested why, but that makes sense to me now because you are on the perfection end, aren't you, of music rather than the let's throw anything out there end of music. And so it doesn't surprise me that that kind of intricacy and well done stuff really appeals to you.
Right. And then, well, and it also comes, you know, when people talk about, you know, math rock and things like that. Hmm. I find it interesting, but unless it sticks in my head, like if I go see a band and if they're doing these really intricate things, and I'm like, wow, that's something else. But if I walk away and don't remember any of it, it's absolutely worthless. It's worthless to me. It has to stick in my head. And so that I think is another part of it too, is songs that absolutely stick, but then are just so well done. It's just so well done.
Yeah. Right, Rob, I think I've asked you everything that I want to ask you today. We've got lots of very interesting information. Thank you very much for being with us today, Rob.
My pleasure, and thanks for asking me, and it's always nice to talk to you.
Thanks, Rob.
I've still got a bit more left, so Rob, you never know, we might sneak a bit more in another time and place, but it's really interesting, some really good insights from you. Thank you. Next up, we have a guy called Major Danbury, and they're from Eastbourne in the United Kingdom, the South Coast. known to many of people as Costa Geriatrica due to its very aged population. But nothing aged about this song. Very modern, very nice, really good, Blue Skies.
No cars, no crowds, no awkward silence, falling through the trees. Long white clouds, peace and quiet, nothing much to see. Skies, nothing but blue skies above. No walls, no doors. Slow down, don't worry. All he ever wanted to be. We've all got wings, but we seem uncertain. There's no need to speak. Far above. Blue skies, nothing but blue skies above. From bird to bird, from tree to tree, from down here, it all looks so easy. No towns, no sense in driving. Follow me through the trees. Goodbye, winter. Hello, summer. Nothing but you and me. Far above, there's nothing but blue skies. Nothing but blue skies above. No crowds, no awkward silence, falling through the trees. Long white clouds, peace and quiet, nothing much to see. Far above, nothing but blue skies, nothing but blue skies above.
Lovely voice, and really well done. Fantastic. Good to see him get back into it. Last year, I think he had issues with his workstation, and he only did everything in on his phone, which was still good, but he's actually doing a bit more production. Well, next up we have something really different, a guy called Paul Byrne. Paul Byrne introduced himself to me through Ukulele Songwriters Alliance. He's from Dublin in Ireland. He's been playing music for 40-odd years and played a lot when he was younger and in bands and whatever. And you know, like a lot of us, life gets on the way, and he didn't do much until he then picked up music again, particularly ukulele, I think, that he was asked to teach somebody to play. And he now has a 37-strong ukulele band called the Walkalolas. And this is a lovely song called Those Stars Up Above.
Long nights in lonely darkness. Oh, I hope you never will. No cure for the loneliness. Ain't no bottle or no pill. And I saw you searching for something like love. Seems so it's harder to find than to count those stars up above. If it only went so cruel, I'd be the hero arriving there. Will you be still you? Run away, will take the day. Or maybe just boom. Oh, I didn't have the fight. No, I didn't have the will. Saw someone last June or July, and I'm looking for them still. Maybe that one day will end up till our time is done. Till then, the haystacks, the needles, the heavens, and those stars up above. And we all know those words, just not the tunes. It's never too late, and it can't come too soon. Escaping our lives will take to the sky. Or maybe just stroll. Wish I knew which window sees into those days yet to come. But I can't see out through the downpour, the haze and the gloom. Our mistakes will let the weak cake reel. Or maybe just home. Oh, this ain't no mystery. It ain't no big surprise. One day our cars don't collide. Well, at least we went and tried. Prepared for anything. When push becomes shove.
What a nice song. I like the way it builds up there. Thanks for that, Paul. I'm sorry it took so long to get your song on. Next up is the legend, Gordon. Gordon from the Netherlands. Gordon is extraordinary. In February album writing month, that's 28 days, he wrote 130 songs. He wrote them all, he produced them all, he put them all up, and they're all of good quality. There's not one of them you could sit there and say, oh, that's not very good. They are fantastic. He's unbelievable. He also works with another friend of mine, a heavy metal guy called Sapient, who you would have heard on the show before, and they play it together, a different style again, I guess you'd call a slightly spacey style. But this is Gordon himself, and this is a cracking little song called Low Flying Planes.
Low flying planes coming into the wind. Origins unknown, brace for landing. Lights in the sky, out of the ordinary. Minutes away from safety. Passengers fret, hold on to the seats, hoping the end will come soon. Feeling the wind, hearing the rain, trying the best. to keep it together. Pilots rely on the training, countless hours preparing for this. Center themselves, think happy thoughts. The tarmac approaches at speed. Low flying planes coming into the wind. Origins unknown brace themselves for landing. Lights in the sky, out of the ordinary, minutes away from safety.
That's very Gordon. Writes that kind of music. So easy to listen to, always very entertaining. Next up, we have a young lady from Burke in Virginia, US, and her name's Skyle MF. And this is a song called This Is Little 1984. Extraordinary. She's 20 years old, and this is just a demo. One take demo, extraordinary what she's putting out at that age. You can see the potential here. So here you go.
It's literally 1984. They don't make movies like they once did before. I got all my magazines and locked them in a drawer. And the thought police all asked me out to dinner.
For a special guest, and today it's a guy from who lives in Cambridge in the UK, but he's a native Irishman, although he's lived there for a long time. He says he's been doing music since he was 15 years old, and he plays a lot of different instruments, although he says his primary instrument is his bass. I came across him probably in form last year, so about a year ago, and the thing I noticed was he seemed to be everywhere doing collaborations, which were really cool. And so many people were mentioning his name, I thought, I've got to have this guy on. He's online as Davy Boy, but his name is David Harrington. So welcome to the show, David.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Well, Well, as I said, you sort of burst onto the scene and you were everywhere doing collaborations. Tell us a bit about how you do collaborations.
Well, I mean, I can write lyrics, right? Because I write lyrics. Initially, I started writing lyrics and then eventually I got into writing music. And I find lyrics, unless I have something I really want to say, I find them more of a chore than the music. So music's easier for me to do. And I find that, especially when I'm collaborating with lyricists, that I get something in, because we look at lots of lyrics on things like form. We read lots of lyrics. And some lyrics hit you because they're musical in their structure. So you can kind of see where that would go. And there's quite a lot of lyricists, and they know who they are, who I work with quite a bit, because their stuff is so easy to use. And then that inspires the music. And I find the music part of it relatively easy to do. And I know there are people who would be the opposite. They could write the words and the music would be slower. But the creative process, when you've got more than one person involved, I mean, I've played in bands for years. I play in a band currently. And, you know, I write songs for the band. And I'll bring a song into the rehearsal room. And it will come out the other end of the rehearsal as a completely different song than the one that I thought I wrote and the one that I thought we were going to play. And usually much better because other people have had their inputs into it. And I love getting any singers out there. If you want to sing any of my songs, please let me know, because I love to hear songs that I've written sung by somebody else. Like, for example, Sunny May, that we'll get onto later. She just brought that song to a completely different place. And I love that as well. And also I will occasionally, if I hear somebody playing an acoustic guitar and it's a really good song and it sounds like it's in time, I'll actually take that and put some music around it, which I did with Erin Sullivan last year. Erin's fantastic. And she had a song called Winter Walk, which was just her and the guitar. And she's like a metronome, so on time, that you were able to grab the MP3 and put an entire arrangement around it because she was so in time. So you could like drop it into a door, put drums in, put bass in, put, I think they had strings, and there was all sorts. And again, it comes out as a completely different feel, but the song is still great. Her voice is still great, but it's a different piece of music. And that's great. I love that, because it just takes something that's already brilliant to somewhere else. So, collaboration of all sorts I love. And also the people in this community, which I only discovered last year in the middle of form, are fantastic. And I was unaware of it. And I really regret that I was unaware of it for so long, because it's fantastic. And the 5090 was great. Again, a lot of the same people. And thoroughly enjoyed it last year and came back. I came back prepared this year. Last year, I wasn't prepared. I was dropped in the middle of it. And I thought, oh, what the hell is this? Right. And I was scratching around. Whereas this year, I had time to think about what I wanted to do and like who I wanted to work with. And feel more prepared. So I think the quality of the output this year will be better and more consistent and a little bit less kind of shotgun than it was last year. I love the process and I love the collaboration. I love a good singer.
Arguments with me on that.
Singer in our band, he's an Aussie and he's actually from Euronegative Woods. Called Mick Gardner, and he's fantastic. He's a fantastic singer. I think I've heard him, never heard him once drop a note. I mean, he really is just an amazing singer. So he does most of the singing in the band. He lets me do two or three punk songs about the message, right? And again, as we were talking earlier about Bill, that we will come on to later, it is about the message. It's about delivering that message with sincerity and that it's believable. That's the key, right? I have to say that on the word front, I mean, I sometimes come back to lyrics I wrote a year before and only then understand what they're about. It's almost like I came out and I didn't know what they were really about at the time, and then the meaning comes later, which is kind of weird. I mean, there was a song yesterday which I did with Cindy about suicide. I mean, I would never write a song about suicide normally, right? But these words were so good. that it needed to. And I'm thinking to, I'm singing this thing. I think I did a reasonably good job singing it. I think, well, if there's one person out there that listens to this and doesn't kill themselves, then it's good. Yeah, that's absolutely a good thing, right?
Yeah.
And well, it's a good song as well.
How about we actually play a song so people
know
what we've been talking about? And I think the first song we're going to play is called The Dust of a Broken Dream. And you did mention Bill White there. So tell us a bit about this song.
Okay, so I mean, the lyricist on this is Jeff Matthews, and I love Jeff's words. I don't know if he's listening to the podcast, but yeah, and he knows a lot of his words, right? And we've written quite a few songs together. A lot of them are rock songs. A few are country. I never wrote a country song in my life till Fall last year.
Is Jeff Matthews on Fall? Jeff Matthews. Is that his
Jeff, Jeff 61, I think he's on Fall, right? So, yeah, and I wrote a couple of country songs with him as well, which is an interesting thing because I'm not from a country background at all, right? It's just not my thing. So Dust of a Broken Dream is about the Depression era in the US, the Dust Bowl. I like the words, and I did a kind of a acoustic arrangement of it, which sounds pretty good. And then I did the original recording of it, and I was listening to it thinking, you sound like an 80s pop singer singing a Depression era song that doesn't really work, right? Because the song was okay, but it didn't work. Right? Nobody listening to that is saying, oh, that poor Irish 80s pop singer in the Depression. Nobody's going to believe that, right? They're not going to believe that's the case. So, you know Bill. I know Bill. It was great. Right. And I thought Bill's perfect for this, right? Because, you know, God love Bill, he sounds like he could have been in the Depression era, right? When he's singing, he definitely carry it off, for sure. So I pinged him and I said, Bill, will you sing this? I said, because I think it's going to be great for your vocal. So he had a go. And I was saying to you earlier, I ended up slowing it down by 10 BPM because it was a bit too fast. And the words wouldn't quite sit. So I don't know. So we slowed it down, and then Bill did the vocal on it. And what you think is a female vocal is me, right? And the reason that's still in there, because that's the backing vocal for the original vocal that I did, and I forgot to take it out. And because I forgot to take it out, Bill said, oh, he said the backing vocals in the chorus really makes it. I said, oh, shit, I didn't realize I left them in there. And I listened to it.
There's a happy accident.
It sounded actually pretty good. And as you say, it does sound female, because as we were saying earlier, some people can sing high. I can sing high. I don't think you'd want to listen to me singing high on my own, but I can get up there if I need to. If I blend it with my own, you know, mid-register, it actually sometimes sounds really good. Because you get the low and the high together and they kind of mix. But so Bill nailed it, basically. And I think if you listen to this, I mean, a lot of people on the, I think it was the 5090 that we did it on, they was one of their favorite collaborations of the year, which I think was a great compliment. So I think if people listen to it, they'll, you know, hopefully they'll enjoy it.
Okay, well, let's play it then. So this is Dust of a Broken Dream. It was lyrics by Jeff Matthews, vocals by Bill White, and all the rest by David Harrington.
So all the rest by me.
Jack! tried to keep her warm. Jesus took her anyway, like she was made of cord, scratching, went bleeding, working someone else's land, sowing the dust of a broken dream. Never was the plan. Scratching and bleeding, working someone else's land, showing the dust of a broken dream, working for the man.
A lovely piece of music, and you're right. You know, I'm a great fan of Bill's, and it's a perfect song for him, isn't it? And
yeah,
I did think that was a female backing vocalist that you snuck in there in the background, which was you. Well done, and they are good words. So yeah, that's a really cool song.
Yeah,
must have been fun. Yeah. It must have been fun doing that.
Yeah. I mean, the line about, you know, Jesus taking the baby, you know, like she was quite, I mean, that's just, you know. Perfect for that song. So yeah, Jeff's a great lyricist. I completely different style lyricist than me, but he's very, very narrative. You know, he's telling a story when he's writing his words, and I don't tend to write lyrics like that. Mine are a little bit more abstract than that.
Well, how about we have another song? Goodbye can be. Goodbye can be. Nice, right? I'll tell you when I've had enough. Goodbye can be hello.
I'll fall off your chair, so it's okay.
Okay. Goodbye can be hello with Sonia Heller. Right. Tell us about it. It's a lovely song, isn't it?
Well, again, this is another collaboration. I think that Christy did the words, and
Christy did the words. Oh, right. Yeah. I know Christy.
I heard Sonia sing, and I just thought, well, you know Sonia. She's a great singer. I mean, really great singer. She has that quality in her voice that's just amazing. So I, in my usual way, I said, please sing one of my songs. And she said, okay. And we wanted to do Christy songs, and I did a few of Christy songs. So I sent Sonia, I think, 3 or 4 to choose from.
Yep.
And she picked Goodbye Can Be Hello. And I'd done a version of this, and I think it's probably still up there. Again, with me singing, and this is not an incongruous song for me to sing in the way that the Depression era one was. I can carry this one off because that's kind of a pop song, and I can kind of do that. But so Sonia picked that one, And then I got it back and I just thought, wow, that's amazing. And just the vocal delivery is amazing on it. And the little riffs and the backing vocals and the harmonies. And it just lifted the whole thing, you know, right up again to a different level. And I found that also with some of the other ladies I've collaborated with on Form for singing, that, you know, when you have a good singer, a good female singer, and they put a great performance on the recording, it just makes such a difference to the recording. It makes the song just a completely different thing. Erin Sullivan was she did one for me, and we put it out as a single, actually. It's up on Spotify. And Teresa Johnson did one as well. Excellent. I loved it. I love their versions. And Sonia, again, you know, she's great.
So. And there are some diamond singers in there too. You just got to find them, you know.
Yeah.
All the time. Yeah. They're in there all over the place. Some of them who would kill to get with a good instrumentalist too. But you just got to find them.
Well, again, if there's a message for the people listening, you want to sing any of my songs, please let me know. I'm more than happy to have you.
Yeah, we'll take the advertising money later. Okay, so here we go with we've got Goodbye Can Be Hello. So Christy's lyrics, Sonia Hellier vocals, and again David Harrington, all the rest. And there's quite a lot of all the rest too. So here we go.
There's a lot of all the rest. We can talk about all the rest afterwards.
Okay.
Goodbye, can be hello, goodbye.
Yeah, it's a very full song, isn't it? It's a beautiful song, but there's a lot in it, isn't there?
Oh yeah, yeah. I'm a believer in the democratization of music creation. Mm-hmm. Some people are purists about it. I consider myself to be a bass player. Right? I'm a good bass player. And when I play live, I play bass. I don't play guitar. I used to play piano. I used to play keyboards. And I'm okay at that. But the technology that we have available to us now, I mean, I've got the BBC Symphony Orchestra in a box.
Yeah.
Right? Spitfire Audio. Spitfire is fantastic. UK company. Brilliant.
Yeah.
Their sampled orchestras are just amazing. And I can actually put together a piece of orchestral music, and I have them. In small bits, right? Because actually, when you think about it, an orchestral piece of music is made up of very simple parts.
Yeah.
Right. So you have a cello going do 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 do, and then a violin going. So the individual elements are not difficult, and even me as a fairly challenged kind of, well, not say challenged keyboard player, but medium to intermediate keyboard player, I can put together. Like, for example, on the last song, there's some orchestration in there. I can put that orchestration together quite easily by layering stuff. The DAW lets you do it, right? I tend to use the drummer add-in in Logic, which is just brilliant, right? Because it's like a drummer. It doesn't sound like a drum machine. There's some kind of crazy, fuzzy Logic in there. And if once you learn how to kind of set it up, it really sounds like real drums, and that's it has all the fills and stuff like that. So I don't need to worry about the drum part of it. And I don't need to do any programming, which you did used to need to do in the 80s. You had to program I remember sitting down with an RX-11 and programming a whole song, and it was a pain in the arse to do. Yeah. Right? It's much better to throw the music at this thing and say, there you go, just do an accompaniment to that, and it sounds reasonably good. There are programs that you can get that, you know, for to help you with songwriting. And basically my thinking on that is anything that will help you to get the song out is fair game. I don't like puritanism in any form.
No.
Puritanism in music is just the same, right? So if you're going to be pure about it, well, fine, but just don't federate me into that because
it's music snobbery, isn't it?
It completely is. And what it does, it's exclusionary.
Yes.
Because you're trying to stop people from getting involved in music production and composing because they don't have a technical skill. So, in that way, it's exclusionary. Now, and writing a song is different than playing a song, right? As long as you've got some kind of instrument. Not sure if Michael Jackson ever played an instrument. I don't think he ever did. I think he used to hum what he wanted, and you know the Quincy Jones
arrangement
around it, right? But you can't argue that he didn't write some fantastic songs. But he
absolutely
did, and even though he never played, and you also there are lots of examples of fantastic songwriters who were moderate musicians, but that doesn't take away from the fact that their songs were fantastic, which they are. So use everything you can to get the thing out.
What's next musically for you?
Well, I tend to go into a bit of a lull on the writing side after the form thing, because I have a frenetic amount of activity. I have a job now that expects me to actually work, which is a bit last year I had a job that didn't really expect me to work, which was great. But I still think I'll definitely hit the 14 songs for sure in this period. Then mainly musically it's playing with the band, you know, gigging and writing some stuff with the band rather than for myself. I did a couple of songs with Jeff in between, but again, it's difficult to, because you don't have an end goal where you're going to release it for people to listen to.
True, unless you're going to do an album,
That inspiration kind of. I mean, I did actually put a couple of singles out after the last form because I wanted to put, the two collaborations up, and I did. And they did okay. They got, a few listens. In the Spotify world, I probably made about $10. So I'm not retiring.
$10 isn't bad.
Well, it's a lot of plays.
It's a lot of plays. 0.0003%.
Yeah, it's a lot of plays, which is good. So, and the 50-90, if it goes ahead this year, and I guess it will.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I'll probably have a go at that as well.
Dave, it's been great chatting with you today.
Thank you.
We're going to play out to a song called Come Back to Me. Tell us a little bit about that, and then we'll play out.
Well, what's interesting about this, you know, Meatloaf died recently.
And
Banana Hell is the best song ever written by anybody ever. in terms of its theatricality.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Look, it's one of the greatest songs.
It's the best theatrical rock song ever written, right? And his performance. Have you ever heard Jim Steinman sing?
Yeah.
He's not Meatloaf, is he? I mean, he's a decent singer, but he's not Meatloaf.
No.
But Meatloaf singing Jim Steinman songs takes it somewhere else, right?
Absolutely.
The Banner of Hell. Wow. Now, I was writing this song, and again, it's... I think it's Cindy's lyrics. I can't remember exactly. I think it is. It's a 50-90 lyric that I picked up because I was scared. They leave the 50-90 site up rather than taking it down like form. So I was having a little dig about
it. It's going down very soon.
For some words, right? I thought, I'm looking through this. And I found this coming back to me. And I thought, oh, no one's picked this up. And they're really nice words. You know, they're really, really good. Nice little love song. And this is before Meatloaf died. And I remember when I was playing it, because it's just a piano and a harmonica. And I thought the chorus sounded a bit Meatloaf, which it kind of does. There's a kind of a Meatloaf chord change in the chorus. And then, of course, he died, you know, shortly afterwards. So I just thought, and I'm not going to be conceited enough to say it's a tribute to Meatloaf, you know, that. Personally, yes, it probably is. But it works really well, and it's really simple. And a friend of mine did the harmonica, and he's just a great harp player, as you'll hear. So piano, harp, and voice, and that's it. And it's been up on farm for a week, and it's been received really well. But yeah, so I really, really enjoyed it. And again, this is one of those ones we were talking about earlier. This is like an hour. Start to finish, and then the harmonica put on afterwards. So it didn't take a lot of writing, and the words would just fit perfectly because they're well written lyrics, so they fit. So if you come up with a decent melody, well written lyrics will just sit in, and these words just, you know, sit in perfectly into the arrangement. So.
It was Cindy, I think. Yeah.
Come Back to Me. Yeah, Cindy.
Come On Back to Me by Cindy. Yeah, she wrote it.
Yeah, she was delighted.
29th of September, she wrote it. I'm just looking at it now. Yeah.
Right, okay. Yeah, and again, she was quite. I mean, I emailed her to say I'm going to use it, and she said, yeah, great. But she was really happy with how it came out.
She's great to work with.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah, and the Permanent Solution, you know, one that was done yesterday, that's Cindy as well. And the words are just great. Really, really good.
Yeah.
So I have my go-to lyricist, and I try to look for other people to work with, but not everybody, it has to click, you know? You have to read it, and you know within 30 seconds of reading some lyrics whether you can work with them. And if it looks like it's an essay, it's not going to work for me, right? Because there has to be a musicality to it. Liz Betts is another one. She's fantastic. Her words just, again, they flow nice and easily. They're not overly long. You know, there's a musicality to it.
Who is that?
Kalo.
Liz Petty.
Yeah, that's Liz. Yeah. Liz Petty.
Carlo, yeah, I know Liz too, yeah.
So we've done quite a few songs with her as well.
She writes slightly deeper and slightly different structured. Very quite different to Cindy, but really different.
Oh, it's definitely different. And I got one of hers in my pipeline to go out probably next, you know, couple of days or whatever. And again, that's another one I picked up off the 1590. I'm not helping these people to get to their 14 songs by using their old words, but don't worry about that. I don't think either of them are going to have a problem getting to 14 somehow.
No, more like 100.
Yeah, they're pretty prolific.
Okay, well, look, thanks very much for being with us today, Dave. It's been a pleasure talking to you. So we're going to play out to this was Sydney Prince's words, and again, Dave, all the rest this time, and it's Come Back to Me.
Morning, I love that when I do. You don't love me like you did before. I don't want to live anymore. I'm struggling and I'm drinking way too much. You said you ain't meant to be a crutch. I ain't gonna make it without your touch. Baby, oh baby, I'm crying every night. Honey, my honey, I wanna hold you tight. Girl, my girl, don't you know it ain't right. Come on back to me. You gotta come on back to me.
Thanks very much, Dave, for all your insights and your music. That was great. Thank you. Next up, we have a person I've known for quite a while around the traps, but somehow not managed to get him on the show. He is mostly an instrumentalist, wonderful instrumentalist, incredibly funny sense of humour. Even when I looked up his bio, I noticed that he had his address down as Upper Trendleberry Down. Now, I just had this feeling that just didn't sound right. That sounded like a good made-up English name. And when I look around on the internet, I can find no such place. So I think it's Dragon Dream's humour. So this is Dragon Dream, and a beautiful track to listen to. It's called As the Ripples Fade.
Thank you.
Isn't that a lovely piece of music? Dragon Dream puts out so many songs like this every time. They are a pleasure to listen to. Next up, we have, again, somebody completely different, never had before. Jason Didier, his name is. He approached me through a mutual friend, Catherine Walker, gave me this song, which is called Complicated Miracle. It's a really cool song, and you're going to enjoy that. I know he was also on Blow Up Radio Fundraiser, and I understand that's probably where his link is to Catherine Walker, because I know he donated a kidney to his wife. And, of course, Catherine has also had a kidney transplant. So this is a lovely song. As I said, this is Complicated Miracle.
By ourselves, then we put our faith in the brightest, and we counted on the best, and we laid it on their tables and trusted we'd be blessed. Then we awoke safe and sound, but somehow changed. It's a complicated miracle that has come true. A complicated miracle we're living through. Oh, but miracles don't come easy. Miracles don't come free. This miracle's been complicated. Days we spin out of control. We lose connection with our souls, and we barely sense our bodies, and we're swimming in our heads. Let's remember why we're in this, what we hope for when we wed. From then to now, sound somehow changed. It's a complicated miracle that has come true. A complicated miracle we're living through. Oh, but miracles don't come easy. Miracles don't come free. This miracle's been complicated. Take the complications of this ever-twisting plot. Let this be our meditation to rejoice in what we've got. We'll rejoice in what we've got. Oh yeah, it's a complicated miracle that has come true. It's a complicated miracle we're living. Oh, but miracles don't come easy. Miracles don't come free. This miracle's been complicated, you and me. This miracle's been complicated.
Thanks, Jason. Thanks very much for that. Okay, we are finally back to an old friend again, and this is Phil McMill. Somehow I missed him nearly all the way through February. Only at the end of the month did I pick up on his songs, and I think I listened to a dozen of his songs, and they were all good. Phil is originally a horn player out of Detroit, but now lives in Ann Arbor, where there seems to be a lot of songwriters. And this was my pick of his songs, a pick of a really good bunch of songs. This one's called
more than you'll ever know.
I love you more than you'll ever know, more than I ever show, more than you'll ever know. I know I look mean on the outside, inside I love you more than you'll ever know.
We're through another episode. Thanks to everybody who's still supporting us out there. Hopefully all you formers are all rested and are going to enjoy listening to a podcast. And to the rest of you, some beautiful new people to hear this time. I think we've got a really good selection. I've now built up quite a library of songs, so really, as long as you guys keep listening, I can keep pouring out music that you won't have heard. I've got quite a lot of music, which is great. But I'm always willing to have some more, so, you know, don't stop sending it in. I'm still always looking for guests, particularly for my new Songwriters Corner, which is more of a, just a general chat. So if you're interested, just get in contact with me. So that's all for now. Over and out from Queensland in Australia. This is Cool Paradiso. You stay safe out there.